Right now, it gives me great pleasure to welcome an American legend in his first visit to the Monterey Jazz Festival. Please welcome Mr. Pete Seeger.
Some song, oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine a river jumping light on me. When you wake up in the morning, you hear the ding dong ring and march to the table. You see the same and corker on the table, nothing in my pen. You say anything about it, you're in trouble with the man. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Oh, let me hear you.
Oh, let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
Well, if you ever go to Houston, yeah, you better walk right. No, you better not stagger, and you better not fight, 'cause the sheriff, he'll arrest you and he'll carry you down.
Just
Ledbetter. He was a mighty fine man. He taught us this song and to the whole wide land. But now he's done with all his grieving, whoop and hollering and a crying. Now he's done with all his studying about his great long time.
Oh, there's a midnight special.
Oh, you need that bell.
Shine a light on me.
Sing it.
Oh, let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Oh, let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Let the midnight on me.
Well, it's not worth coming out to the Monterey Jazz Festival unless we bring our whole family with us. Family of friends. We're going to get Mike and Ruth Miranda to lead off on an old Woody Guthrie tune.
They're just floating in a goddamn Dust Bowl blues. They're just floating in a goddamn Dust Bowl blues. Just floating. Gets high, you can't even see the sky. I've seen the wind so high that it blow my fences down. I've seen the wind so high that it blow my fences down. Buried my tractor 6 feet underground. They turned my farm into a pile of sand. I had to hit the road, boy, with a bottle in my hand.
I'm gonna hit the road. How about Jason Crosby?
She was young and sweet until a dust storm buried her 1,600 feet. She was a good gal, long and tall and stout. She was a good gal, long and tall and stout. I had to get a steam shovel. Now. Now these dusty blues are the dustiest ones I know. Well, these dusty blues are the dustiest ones I know. I'm buried head over heels in the black old dust. I had to pack up and go, and I just blowed in.
Again. All right, everybody, how about it now? Blow back out.
is free!
Woody Guthrie.
Thank you kindly. We're gonna pass it on back to Tao and do a song about where we come from, which is the Hudson Valley of New York State.
Back home we got this big old river, the Hudson River. Anyone ever been on the sloop Clearwater? All right, a couple of you. Well, she's a river barge, so she wouldn't come out here to sail with the Californian schooner or nothing like that. But this is a song that we used to, well, we still sing it on the Hudson all the time. The struggle to keep all of our water clean is, we'll keep at it, but maybe music will help a little bit. You gotta repeat after me. I know that maybe outdoors the voices kind of disappear into the ether, but if enough of you sing, some of them will stay in here. It's gonna take us all together. So if you repeat after me, this is gonna work. Sailing up. Sailing down.
Sailing down.
After that, we reverse it. When I say up, you say
down.
When I say down, you say
up.
Up and down the river, sailing on. Stopping all along the way. The river may be dirty now, but she's getting cleaner every day.
About 40 years ago, I got a letter from my publisher. It says, Pete, can't you make up a song like Goodnight Irene? I can't market these protest songs you keep writing. I was a little angry, I had a reel-to-reel tape recorder at the time, and I put a reel on and said, "Howie, you better get yourself another songwriter. This is the only kind of song I know how to write." And I pulled out of my pocket some verses I'd copied out of the Bible, and I just improvised a tune for him, kind of an irregular tune with extra beats thrown in here and there. And I sent it off to him. Well, he wrote me a nice letter, just what I was looking for, and he got it to a great folk rock band, the Byrds. And they made the song well known. And I don't have enough voice left to sing it, but I can give you the words. In church, they call this lining out the hymn. I give you the words, and you can sing it. To everything there is a season. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time.
And a time for every purpose under heaven.
A time to be born, a time to die.
A time to be born. A time to die.
To plant, to reap.
A time to plant. A time to reap.
To kill, to heal.
A time to kill. A time to heal.
To laugh, to weep.
A time to laugh.
A time to be. To everything there is a.
To everything.
A time
and a time
for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down.
A time to build up, a time to break down.
To dance, to mourn.
A time to dance, a time to mourn.
To cast away stones.
A time to cast away stones.
To gather.
A time to gather
stones together. We'll get some harmony now.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn.
And a time. A time of love, a time of hate.
A time of love, a time of hate.
War of peace,
a time of war, a time of peace.
Time you may embrace,
a time you may embrace.
Refrain,
a time to refrain
from. Sing it.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn.
A time.
And a time for every purpose under heaven.
A time to gain, a time to lose.
A time to gain, a time to lose.
To rend, to sow.
A time to rend, a time to sow.
Love and hate.
A time of love, a time of hate.
Peace,
a time of peace.
I swear it's not too late.
Everything, turn, 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 turn.
sands and blizzards of the north.
It's a Cuban song, a Cuban cowboy song. All right, how y'all doing? Feeling pretty good? The weather's nice, huh?
Descargar la carreta, me voy al transporte. Darkest before the dawn. This thought keeps me moving on. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is now, quite early morning. If we could heed these early warnings, time is now, quite early morning. Some say that humankind won't long endure. What makes them feel so doggone sure? I know that you will hear my singing. We'll make those freedom bells go ringing. I know that you will hear my singing. But make those freedom bells go ringing. And so we keep on while we live, until we have no more to give. And when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo to the young one stronger, and when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo to the young one stronger. It's darkest before the dawn. This thought keeps me moving on. Through all this world of joy and sorrow, we still can have singing tomorrow. Through all this world of joy and sorrow, we still can have singing tomorrow.
All right. We'd love to have you sing with us on this next song. It's an old Blind Lemon Jefferson song that Woody and Pete put some new words to. Well, they were new when they wrote them, but they're still pretty appropriate. And so we're going to sing it for you the way it's printed up in a book, Hard-Hitting Songs for Hard-Hit People. That's where we found it. Anyway, please sing along. Just do what these guys do up here. You'll get it. Oh, what you gonna do when they send your man to war? What you gonna do when they send your man to war? What you gonna do when they send your man to war?
And listen, sonny boy, to me. I say, listen, young girl, and listen, sonny boy, to me. Oh, listen, young girl, listen, sonny boy. Thank you for singing. That was fantastic, everybody. Call that the wartime blues.
Here's an old song. Some of you might remember if you're as old as I am, 90. 1926. Yeah. There was a show on Broadway called Betsy, and Rodgers and Hammerstein were given the job of writing all the melodies. But the producer was unhappy with one of their songs and went over their head to Irving Berlin and asked him to write a song for that situation. Poor Rodgers and none of their songs were sung, but everybody was singing the song Blue Skies. Slam's version of it with some clear auto verses.
It rained all night and I'm feeling uptight and I face this city and I'm feeling kind of gritty old blue days. Do I need a new beginning? Gotta push, gotta shove, gotta scratch around below, gotta squeeze my frame in a slow commuter train, old blue days. What else is there to do? I'm pushed. Then I see that sloop sailing upstream. Take heart, take heart. It ain't just a dream. Breathing in the breeze, smelling the air, going to do something worth for what I care. So sing out the good news. Bye-bye, blues. Take it slow, you never have to go. Cause blue skies for me from now on.
Hey, sing it with us, blue skies.
Blue skies.
Smiling at me.
Smiling at me.
Nothing but blue skies.
Nothing but blue skies.
Do I see?
Do I see?
Bluebirds singing a song.
Bluebirds singing a song.
Nothing but bluebirds.
Nothing but bluebirds.
All day long.
All day long.
Never saw the sun shining so bright.
Never saw the sun
shining so bright.
Never saw things.
Never saw things.
Going so right.
Going so right.
Noticing the days.
Noticing the days.
Hurrying by.
Hurrying
when
by.
When you're in love.
When you're in love.
How they fly.
How they fly.
Blue days.
Blue days.
All of them gone.
All of them gone.
Nothing but blue skies.
Nothing but blue skies.
From now on.
From now on.
Sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Y antes de morir me quiero echar mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es un ciervo herido que busca en el monte amparo. Guajira, Guantanamera. En junio
como enero. Cultivo una rosa blanca en junio como enero. Para el amigo sincero, ¿quién me da su mano franca? Guajira, Guantanamera. Y para el cruel, ¿quien me arranca el corazón con que vivo? Y para el cruel, ¿quien me arranca el corazón con que vivo? Cardo mi ortiga, cultivo, cultivo una rosa blanca. I am a truthful man from this land of palm trees, and before dying I want to share these poems of my soul. My verses are light green, but they are also flaming red. I cultivate a white rose in June and in January for the sincere friend who gives me his hand, and for the cruel one who would tear out this heart with which I live. I do not cultivate thistles nor nettles. I cultivate a white rose. These are the words of José Martí, one of the great poets of the world. But he lived in Cuba. This is the last poem he ever wrote. He wrote it in the Catskill Mountains of New York State. It's all 200 verses. The last verse says, with the poor people of this world, I want to cast my lot and share my fate. For the little stream of the mountain pleases me more than the ocean. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. El arroyo de la sierra me complace más que el mar. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
One fellow who didn't get a mention in that last song because he didn't want a break. On the bass, from Carmel, California, right down the road, Mr. Jacob Silver.
Wait a minute. You're in E.
No, I'm going to G.
Okay.
It was February 1940, and a curly-headed little guy from California was hitchhiking through Pennsylvania on the way to New York. Had his thumb stuck out in the February wind, and the cars going zoo, zoo past him. And he made up some verses. He wasn't satisfied with them exactly, and I never heard him sing it till 9 years later, in 1949. He made a record for a tiny little recording company called Folkways, maybe sold 1,000 copies. But some teachers in New York liked the song. They found the kids liked to sing it. Lo and behold, a great big publishing company that publishes millions of songbooks for schools around America, they thought they'd put the song in their school songbook. This song was never sold in any music store. It was never played on any radio station. But 20 years later, everybody in America knew the song because the kids took the song home with them. And so I'll give you the words again. As I was walking that ribbon of highway,
as I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Oh, that's some harmony.
In the squares of the city,
by the shadow of the steeple,
by the shadow of the steeple,
by the relief office,
by the relief office,
I saw my people, as they stood there hungry,
I stood there whistling,
what did whistle?
This land was made for you and me.
Great high wall,
was a great high.
Tried to stop me. Great big sign there.
Private property.
But on the other side,
It didn't say nothing. That
side was made for you and me.
This land was made.
Laura Cortese, Jason Crosby, Andrew Reisiger, Ruth Unger, Mike Miranda. My name is Tal Rodriguez Seeger, and my grandpa here, Pete, take care.
Pete Seeger receiving a hero's welcome, a wonderful round of applause from a very appreciative audience at the 52nd Annual Monterey Jazz Festival. I'm Brett Taylor, along with Eddie Hudson and Sam Miranda. We're live from the Jimmy Lyons stage. A wonderful, wonderful set by Pete Seeger, an icon of American music. And Eddie, Pete had a jazz festival audience, which is not his usual audience, in the palm of his hand from the very beginning of his set.
Well, you know, I think he kind of surpasses any identity when it comes to music. He is such an icon, you know, of American culture, of, you know, politics, of you name it. I mean, it all really centers around his music and his love of music. I'm tearing up here. What the hell?
And you're not the only one.
It's harder to read that way. He's also appearing at the Bill Berry stage this afternoon at 5 p.m. in a kids concert.
Yes.
And he's always wonderful with children, of course, and getting them to sing along and and express themselves in music. It's a wonderful tribute to him and to the Monterey Jazz Society and the Monterey Jazz Festival for inviting him to this concert this year.
Yes.
It's great.
A great surprise, very well received by the audience.
Oh, absolutely.
A revelation in that the band that he brought, which is a variation of a bluegrass band. Let's call it basically
They were swinging a bit.
Oh, man, they swung. They just swinging like crazy on some of the tunes. They came out and, you know, Pete comes out with his own lyrics, but on the blues-based tunes, I think they especially swung the crowd just like crazy. They had that variation of the Jimmy Reed tune called Sailing Along the River, and the audience participation was just right up there.
Yep.
And man, it's just a really amazing thing and something I think that does good for everyone's heart. Sam Miranda, your first time seeing Pete Seeger live, I bet, and what were your impressions?
Well, I wasn't surprised that... first of all, see him up there doing what he's doing. His passion, I think, carries him through, and that's a great thing to see these days in any situation. But the fact that second song in, he got the audience to start participating right from the get-go, I thought was a very good sign for all of us. And just seeing him right now throw his banjo up in the air with his arms extended at the end of their set, and everybody in the arena was up on their feet with their arms up as well in salutation and gratitude and just joyous expression. It was a wonderful thing to see. Again, this is, I think, the beauty of what he does. He gets people to participate and to stand up and let their voice be heard.
Mm-hmm. And the connection to Woody Guthrie in the case of that particular song, the connection to that big wide stream of American folk music that comes really from the people, that comes up from the bottom, is so powerful that jazz fans is irresistible. There's just no resistance. There's complete surrender to what was going on. And everybody leaves with a smile on their face, charged, feeling good, feeling positive. This is what music is supposed to do.
Well, I think, you know, we're all used to Pete Seeger and his leadership of all of us when it comes to singing. Mm-hmm. So it's no surprise that, you know, we all get up and participate because he's so good at it.
It's infectious.
It is. It's very infectious.
He expresses his joy, and you cannot help but do so in turn, in kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The man's had a lot of experience communicating through music, and we talked earlier about him having a concert for children. One of the things that he said he wanted to do when he came to town, because he doesn't play live that often anymore, but he said he wanted to find some school to hook up with and go play for kids, because that's what he does back in upstate New York where he lives. That's his thing that really excites him.
And cleaning up the Hudson River, of course.
Yeah, yes, that too. And writing songs about it.
Which is also for the kids.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's really rare that someone, you know, once again, can unite the ideas and the ideals of life in a real positive way, along with day-to-day living. Heath Seeger manages to do that, and in doing that, I think he's an inspiration to everyone.
I got a kick out of when he started off singing Turn, Turn, Turn. You know, oh, this rock and roll group, the Birds, came out. You know? But he said, I don't have much voice. You know, he says, you're going to have to sing. But about one verse in, his voice was right there, stronger than anybody's, you know.
Yes.
Vocally speaking and also singing, so, you know. Mm-hmm. He tricked the audience. I think he's good at that.
That's the spirit of that movement, though, is carry me and I carry you.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And we carry each other to where we're trying to
there
get
go.
Going to.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, illustrated in that set also was Pete Seeger's adaptation of music from around the world. He did a nice guajira, a Cuban guajira, Vámonos Pa'l Monte, and then toward the end of the set, the well-known tune Guantanamera, mm-hmm. the one that many people call the national anthem of Cuba, bringing that and doing it in a way that was true to the spirit of Cuban music, but you got a little country violin in there. It's just mixing it up in a really sweet and beautiful way.
I was waiting for a Norwegian tune, but he didn't get it.
And then, of course, he ended on a real empowering note. This land is your land. Let's remind everybody what it's really about.
Yeah, yes. And a tune that I like the setup, a tune that has never been heard on the radio in any kind of commercial way, but everybody in the country knows this song. And he sang the verse that was banned, the subversive verse about private property, that when the song was written, that was the one that you weren't allowed to sing. You weren't supposed to do that. Woody Guthrie, of course, the originator of the tune, he'd sing it whenever and however he liked. And Pete Seeger took that cross up, took the candle up, and he will definitely sing it and as it is, right to the people. And that line always gets a great, great round of applause and recognition from everyone.
Well, I don't think he backed down from doing much of anything in his entire career. We're a public radio station, so he is always welcome here. And he always has been welcomed by public radio and television.
Mm-hmm.
But banned from commercial broadcasting for many, many years. He couldn't get on the big scandal with the Smothers Brothers and what have you. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. You consider the things that are on the air now, the words, the language.
Oh, certainly.
The morons,
that scandal that you refer to,
Eddie,
was that scandal that you refer to, just to go back, he was banned back in the McCarthy era, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And the
Smothers
Brothers,
he was
blacklisted, yeah. Simply could not perform on radio or TV. And the Smothers Brothers, and I guess it was late mid-60s, had a program that used to kind of tweak convention, and they had signed him to come on, and there was some controversy and sponsors, etc., and in the end, he was not allowed to perform.
Right.
That type of thing. It's not forgotten, but it's a part of that experience, and it's a part that I think lives in Pete Seeger's music.
What Pete reminds us of is that music does not have to sell out to reach mass amounts of people. It does not have to fall into commercial hands. And when you look at Pete Seeger, 90 years old, still up there going strong, 70 years doing this, what speaks and comes across as much as his joy and his passion as his service is his integrity.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
indeed.
Like you said, he doesn't back down. He will perform the song as it was meant to be performed, as it was written, and he'll take what comes from that.
Yes. Let me remind you that you're in tune with KUSP Santa Cruz, not Santa Claus. Support for KUSP's broadcast of the Monterey Jazz Festival is provided by a grant from the Monterey Peninsula Foundation, host of the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. Describable privilege now of having right here in KUSP's booth an icon of folk music, an icon of American music, and a guy who has led with his heart for so many years that he's an inspiration to us all, Pete Seeger. Pete, welcome. Welcome to KUSP. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for asking me here. I'm really very glad to be at the microphone at this extraordinary festival. It's an extraordinary festival. Before I was born, my father took his young family down here. He was a professor at Berkeley. But I'd heard stories about Monterey and Carmel. My older brothers were babies, and they were crawling in the surf. And I've always wanted to come here.
And we don't expect to see Pete Seeger at a jazz festival, but you're playing more jazz festival these days, right?
I don't draw a sharp line between different kinds of music. My father used to say, don't argue, is it folk music? Just know that the folk process goes on in every field of all, every field. Cooks translate old melodies for new stomach, old recipes for new stomachs. And lawyers translate old laws for new citizens. And any musician is always taking over an old thing and changing it a little bit. And in a certain sense, Louis Armstrong was one of the greatest folk musicians ever.
Yes, and that connection. I mean, you've said that jazz is a folk music, because folk music is, after all, simply music for the people, by the people, and of the people.
And, of course, there's many different kinds. Some kinds of music emphasize subtle kinds of harmonies, some subtle kinds of rhythms. And in different parts of the world, they all have their favorite kind of music. Here it got all tangled up, because here we've come from different places. My grandson here, he should have, you see what a combination he is.
and Dal Rodriguez Seeger.
Yeah.
The combination in the name, you get a little bit of hint of it, I think. But it's you know, Pete, you have always been involved with passing that music down, with making sure that the kids get it, and now to perform with your grandson, that's got to be great.
I think some person here probably after this today's music says, oh, I want to learn some of these songs, and they'll try and look up on the internet where can they get that song, whether it's Guantanamera or Turn, Turn, Turn or something.
I like that you're talking about the internet as if you know what it is.
It's a family joke that I can't use a computer.
So Dal, you do the computing for Grandpa?
Sort of. Yeah, I try.
Okay. Well, what was it like? Let me go to Dal Rodriguez Seeger, Pete Seeger's grandson. What was it like being raised with a grandpa like Pete? When did you kind of know that this guy's not just like an ordinary grandpa?
He was always an ordinary grandpa. I just figured that everybody's grandpa played the banjo and told stories, tall tales. I guess I was about 15 or 16, though, when it kind of hit me. I spent most of my childhood living in Nicaragua. Grew up there during the revolution times, 1980 to 1989, and came back. And I told Grandpa he should quit singing in Spanish because his Spanish was terrible. And, you know, snotty 16-year-old. And he said, well, if it's so bad, why don't you get up on stage and help me out? And that's more or less what happened. And I didn't play guitar much then. I just was trying to find something to do with my hands, so I played the maracas. And I guess the nicest part about it has just been being able to take the music that we've always played in our living room and playing it just with a bigger living room. And, you know, you get the sense that we're all here together, singing together. We can solve a lot of problems that maybe we can't solve discussing things. Arguing politics doesn't seem to get us much these days, so I'm going to try singing instead.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. But, you know, we can't keep politics out of this conversation totally. And, Pete, you played at the inauguration of our new president, Barack Obama. How do you feel about the way things are going right now? And you've certainly been involved politically for so many years, so many decades.
During what I call the frightened 50s, it was a scary time for many people. If you were a lefty of any sort, people were calling you a traitor to your country. They actually had concentration camps built. J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, had barbed wire camps for some 12,000 names that he had in his files. I was probably one of those names. However, we have an extraordinary constitution and a Bill of Rights that's right in the beginning says Congress shall make no law against freedom of speech or freedom of the press or freedom of religion. And that glorious thing has saved our country generation after generation.
Oh, we didn't sing the song about Dr. King tonight, did we?
No, we sang it yesterday. Today. Well, you want to sing the chorus?
Don't say
it can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King. You too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, maybe at the kids' concert later?
Yeah.
Oh, we could do it at the kids' show, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good kids' song, actually, because, you know, Dr. King can be a heavy-handed subject, racism and prejudice and all that kind of stuff. And if you get him real young and you can demystify the whole issue of race and difference in ethnicity and culture, and I think that maybe we can get beyond some of these hatred. You know, there's no logical reason behind it. You look at two little kids, and they're not. All they're really worried about is, you know, playing with the same truck. They don't care about the color of each other's skin. They just want the same red fire truck.
You know, pal, Jimmy Carter, though, our former president, has brought up the fact that he believes what is happening negative to the Obama administration right now is race-related. It's racism all over again.
Well, figure that all of us are descended from good killers if you go back far enough. I'm talking about not just thousands of years, but millions of years. You were competing for food, and there would be a little tribe here and a little tribe there. Within the tribe, you shared what you had. Anthropologists call it tribal communism. So all of our ancestors were tribal communists, if you go back far enough. But
they would have been locked up in J. Edgar
competing with every other tribe for space to land. And when a tribe was successful, they pressed into another tribe's hunting ground, and it was war to the death.
Sure.
When our ancestors got up to Europe, they think it was like 30 or 40,000 years ago, they found an earlier hominid, that is, they walked on 2 feet, but they didn't have big brains like our ancestors. They were called the Neanderthals because their skeletons were first found in the Neander Valley of Germany. Tal means valley in German. Well, the Neanderthals were only 5'4", 5'4", 5'4" on the average height, but they were very, very strong. And if one Neanderthal meets one human on a trail, there's no doubt who would live. Mm-hmm. They could hit harder and jump higher and run faster. But 10,000 years after our ancestors got to Europe, there were no more Neanderthals. They haven't found a single skeleton less than 24,000 years old. And no one knows exactly how it happened. My scenario runs like this. Up at one end of the valley, there's a Neanderthal tribe, could be a dozen people, or a couple dozen. At the other end of the valley is a human tribe. And the humans say, look, we're going to fool them. They'll see only three of us here. But seven of you hide behind those bushes. Eight of you, the other eight, hide behind those rocks. And when they charge at us, I go, whoo, and you come out and get them from both sides and we'll confuse them. That kind of thing.
You see, you asked me what it was like growing up with him as a grandpa. This is what it was like. One confusing story after another. And then, you know, I go to school and I'm weaving this stuff to my teacher and my classmates, and my mother gets a call. Mrs. Seeger, we feel your son has a problem telling the truth. He's a liar. I say, no, this is stuff my grandpa told me. It must be true. Thanks a lot.
So who are the Neanderthals here?
Okay. Well, Pete Seeger, now Rodriguez Seeger, we thank you. We can keep on talking, but we're going to go to the main stage for Susan Tedeschi. Thanks so much, gentlemen. We appreciate it. Good luck in the future.
Thank you.
The artist in residence this year at the Monterey Jazz Festival, Mr. Joe Lovano. Joe, thanks for coming.